Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. I'm Ron Berger. Today is May 31st, 2026. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for June 2026. But before we begin, an important message. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. So, the big deal in June happens right away on the first day of the month. Jupiter changes signs, leaving sidereal Gemini and entering sidereal Cancer. Jupiter takes about a year to transit through a sign. Jupiter is the main benefic planet in Vedic astrology, so when it changes signs, that's important. Jupiter represents expansion, prosperity, and opportunity. In your own Vedic astrology chart, Jupiter will generally improve the conditions of the part of your life signified by the house where Jupiter is transiting. Cancer is one of the water signs, therefore based in the emotions. Jupiter is considered exalted in this sign, so some of the best that Jupiter has to offer will manifest in Cancer. Cancer is nurturing, sympathetic, and caring. Jupiter in Cancer increases sensitivity to others. Cancer is intuitive. Jupiter is optimistic. So this can be a good thing. I'll be doing a full analysis of Jupiter in Cancer in next week's report. Venus will be joining Jupiter in sidereal Cancer in the second week of June. Venus was together with Jupiter in the previous sign, Gemini, during May. The two planets get separated when Jupiter changes signs on June 1st, leaving Venus behind in Gemini. But Venus moves a lot faster than Jupiter, so Venus is, in effect, chasing Jupiter in the zodiac, and on June 8th, Venus will change signs and enter Cancer, and immediately becomes conjunct Jupiter. Venus conjunct Jupiter puts together the planet of agreement and the planet of optimism. It's a lot of positive energy, a lot of enthusiasm, but not necessarily realistic. Venus puts Jupiter in a kind of too much of a good thing situation. I call it the rose-colored glasses scenario. Venus will stay in Cancer with Jupiter until July 4th. Moving on through the month, the next thing that happens in the zodiac is Mars changes signs. It takes Mars about 6 weeks to transit through a sign. Mars will leave sidereal Aries and enter Taurus on June 20th. This puts the planet of action in the sign of ownership and materiality. Since Taurus is an earth sign, it likes tangible results. Thus, Mars in Taurus is strong for initiating action with a material goal in mind. Taurus is the sign of the bull. Mars is the planet of force and aggression. When the bull gets angry, that's bad. Notice that as soon as Mars enters Taurus, it will encounter Uranus. This will put the planet of action and aggression in contact with the planet of disruption and sudden unexpected events from the end of June until early July. Obviously, Mars conjunct Uranus is a highly problematic combination, prone to drama, violence, accidents, surprises, and so forth. The exact conjunction will be on July 4th. So, likely the celebrations on that day will be dramatic. At the very end of June, Mercury will begin a retrograde period. This will be the second Mercury retrograde of 2026. The last one was back in March. Mercury leaves Gemini and enters Cancer on June 22nd and then starts its retrograde at 2 degrees sidereal Cancer on June 29th. The usual problems of retrograde Mercury will manifest for the coming 3 weeks. Misunderstandings and mistakes are more common. News reports are often incorrect, at least initially. The potential for being misinterpreted by the other person is rather high. Notice that Mercury will be just 3 degrees away from Jupiter when it goes retrograde. Jupiter is the energy of increase. Combined with Mercury, the planet of ideas, we get big ideas. But since Mercury will be retrograde, those big ideas can lead to big problems. Notice, too, that at the end of June, Mars, planet of action and impulse, is in close conjunction with Uranus, planet of disruption. So, best to not act on that big idea, because the outcome will not be what you were expecting. Mercury will be retrograde until July 23rd. I'll be doing a full report on Mercury retrograde in a few weeks. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for June 2026, and here's a description of what's coming up in June's weekly videos. June 7th, Jupiter transiting in Cancer, an analysis for each rising sign chart. June 14th, Mars transiting in Taurus, and an analysis for each rising sign chart. June 21st, Mercury retrograde begins June 29th, and the effects for your rising sign. And June 28th, preview of planetary patterns and predictions for July 2026. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so if you would like to have access to June's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next week.